Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Hello and welcome to this episode of Crochet Business School. Today I want to talk about some of the changes that have been taking place at Crochet Business School over the past few weeks and months. And it has been a time of change. I've changed the look, I've changed some of the services I offer, and I'm now making more changes. But it's because our businesses, every business will change over time as we learn new things, as we learn how to improve things, what works, what doesn't work, and what we need to make our businesses run. So my latest change, I've shut down my Facebook group. That is now shut, and I'm not really posting much on my Facebook page either. Not as much as I was. That works best for me. Now, when I started my crochet business, when I was selling what I made, the entire thing was run on social media. I had an Etsy shop, but really I just sent people there from Facebook. And now I'm running Crochet Business School and I'm moving away from social media. Just because for this business, that's what works best for me. It does feel rather strange, I have to admit, but it's also a good thing because it means I can put my time and energy where I feel it's served best. So Facebook group is gone, Facebook page, not much going on, but I'm still busy promoting. I use Pinterest mostly, this podcast and my blog. And those are the methods that I feel work best. So it's a great change for me and hopefully is not going to impact you either. If you are subscribed to my newsletter, you are still getting the weekly updates. And those are going to continue. So if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter yet, please do. You can subscribe in the link in the show notes. The other change I've made is the currency I'm selling my services. So all my ebooks, courses, memberships, they used to be in pounds. You know, I'm British, I'm UK based. It was a natural thing to do, but actually most of you, my wonderful listeners, are in the US. So it makes more sense to charge in US dollars. And that's what I've done. I've changed everything so that it's in US dollars. So all the ebooks, all the courses, all the memberships are now in dollars, which means it's going to cost you less. If you're in the States, it means you're no longer getting stung by the exchange rates. And if you're buying from the UK, the exchange rate means that you pay less. So it's a win-win for everyone. So that's going to stay. And I've also launched a brand new service. So I often get asked if people can just ask me some questions and pick my brains. So I've now created a service where you can do just that. I didn't have any one-to-one options before. And I don't like doing calls. Life is chaotic and I find it really difficult to stick to a schedule. So I never wanted to do calls. But what I can do is offer a Voxer chat service. So you get to spend time with me in a Voxer chat, private, just us, and ask the questions you need about your crochet business. Now, I've said in the description for this, in my shop, that I will reply within 2 days, which seems quite long for a Voxer chat, but there's reasons for that. One, I'm in the UK, so we're not necessarily going to be in the same time zone. So we need to account for that. But also, life gets busy. And I want to be able to take the time to really give you the answers that you need. Personalized for your business. Personalized for your crochet, your particular circumstances. Now, it's not that I'm not stupid, but I always struggle being able to answer questions quickly and on the spot. I don't do well with that, and I know it. So being able to have this inner Voxer chat means that I can take that question away, have a really good think about it, and give you the best answer possible. So time zones, chaotic life, and needing to think about things is why I've said it's going to take 2 days to answer. Now, that doesn't mean you can't ask me other questions in the meantime. It's just that they're going to stack up a bit. And just to make sure I don't get completely bombarded, you can ask up to 20 questions a month. Now, that's 20 initial questions. We may have a little bit of a back and forth while we clarify things. And that's fine. If it's all related to the original question, that's just one question. But it means you get plenty of access to me. And this is a membership. So it's not a Voxer day. It's not a Voxer week. It's a membership. It's ongoing. You get 20 questions a month. That works out as roughly one per business day. And it's all personal to you. I'm only offering 10 spots in this new membership at a founding member's price of $49 a month, which my one-to-one time is worth a lot more than that. I have 10 years plus experience in the world of crochet business, and I've done and seen it all. I've tried so many things because I wanted to work out what was best for me. I've done Facebook, I've done Instagram, I've done memberships, crochet along, selling what I make, ebooks, merchandising, and so much more. I'm a bit of a learning addict, so I've learned a lot of things and, you know, learned what works for me. You know, I've set up YouTube channels, Ravelry accounts, the lot. So I have so much that I can answer for you, and, you know, so you can work out what's best for your crochet business. You can find out where maybe you need to make tweaks. Because one of the things about this business thing, because we all start off as crocheters, but we're not necessarily business people. We've got to learn the whole business skill. And sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And until someone tells you that, how do you know? It's one of the big conundrums. And it can cause us to want to bang our head against brick walls. Well, let's stop the head banging. No, we don't need to give ourselves a headache. We don't need to make things more difficult than they need to be. So come and join the WIP Club. It's the WIP Club because our businesses are works in progress. Continually. Every business is always adapting and evolving. My business is the same. And having someone there to ask questions and talk things through with can be incredibly valuable. I do it. I am in a group coaching place with other people in business, not necessarily crochet. And we can chat through things. And that service is incredibly valuable to me. Sometimes it's just peace of mind to make sure you're not making any really daft decisions. But it's also a great place that triggers new ideas and new offers for new services. And it just can be so reassuring because in this business world, we often feel very alone. Maybe none of your relatives or friends have businesses of their own. And so it can be quite difficult for them to understand what it is you're trying to achieve. Maybe they don't understand why people would want to buy crochet. Maybe they don't understand that it's possible to make a living from selling crochet patterns. Having someone in the palm of your hand on your phone who can answer these questions and give you that peace of mind, it gives you a clear way forward. It means you have someone to bounce ideas off and get answers to questions, which there's conflicting advice everywhere. You know, the power of the internet is you can find an answer to everything. The downside to the internet is that there are multiple answers to everything. And knowing which direction to choose can be so difficult, and it can make us freeze and end up doing nothing. So let's talk it out. You can ask me any question at all you want about your crochet business. How to improve your pictures. You can send me the links or to your shop listing, or you can send me the pictures and ask for tips. You can send me your descriptions and see if they're going to do the business of selling. If you're stuck with starting your YouTube channel or don't know whether to go for a logo or just a name, naming your shop, do all the products that you offer match up together? Is it the right time to hold a sale? Strategies for putting on a successful sale? Maybe you just want some tips on how to have a successful day at the craft fair. Whatever it is, we can talk it through. I've been doing this for over 10 years, and I've tried all kinds of things. I settled on selling crochet patterns and growing my YouTube channel, and now my pattern business is built on my crochet alongs. And I want to bring this knowledge to help you so you can take the shortcuts that I didn't have. A crochet business is hard work, but it doesn't have to be difficult. And that's why I'm bringing you the WIP Club. So if you want to know more, the link is in the show notes. Or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/WIP Club, WIP Club, and have a read. So there's only 10 spots available at the £49 a month. That's a founding member's rate that will not be repeated again. So grab your spot while you can. There is no minimum membership term, so you can cancel at any time, and you won't get charged again for the next month. So I hope to see you inside the WIP Club soon. Those are the biggest changes right now. And I think when it comes to Crochet Business School, I think the big things are now done. I've made these changes because, you know, things change. But I feel like it's now in a really good place. And I'm now focused on bringing you brand new services, brand new products that are going to help you grow your crochet business and give you the information you need to create a crochet business that not only you enjoy working on, but is going to provide you with the profits you need to live the lifestyle you've been dreaming of. Because there's no reason you cannot turn those dreams into reality. Yes, it's hard work, but it doesn't have to be difficult. And I'm here to take that difficulty away so you can get the information you need and implement it as quickly as possible so that this journey does not need to turn into a marathon. So over in the Hooked on Success podcast, which is my exclusive podcast members-only episodes, I'm going to be talking about going about finding the right coach for you. Because I know I might not be the coach that you're looking for. So what do you look for in a coach, and how do you know that they are going to be able to teach you what you need them to? So if you want to come and listen to that episode, then you can click the link in below the podcast, or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success, and I shall see you over in Hooked on Success very shortly. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.